Hillary Clinton was greeted warmly on the tarmac of Tripoli International Airport, not by government ministers, but by grateful anti-Gaddafi fighters chanting "God is great." It's not every day that the US hears words of thanks in the Arab world. The transitional Prime Minister Mahmoud Jibril also expressed his gratitude.
They give us military support. They give us moral support. They give us political support, and we thank and respect what the Americans have given us.
Libya is rich with its own billions of oil dollars, so Mrs. Clinton didn't pledge any money, but offered American assistance and expertise to help rebuild the country. And she called on all fighters to unify under one leadership.
They want to get all the militias under national command. They want to prevent reprisals and secure the stocks of weaponry that have come off the battlefield or have been discovered from the previous regime.
The U.S. played a key but low-profile role in the NATO military campaign here, so there was no victory lap for Mrs. Clinton. She did meet with students and women and wounded fighters, but she did not walk around the city or mingle with the crowds for security reasons.